independent media. You get access to people and perspectives that are left out of the corporate-run media. Here in Democracy Now!, you get to hear from independent international journalists, ordinary people from around the world. What we need you to do is to make a commitment to community radio. Whether you're a one-time listener or you've been listening for years, we want you to just step up and say, yeah, I can do a contribution to Democracy Now! And support this station and ensure that this goal gets reached. You can do it right now. A $5 a month contribution is great. A $50 a month contribution is terrific. Whatever you're able to do. 877-500-5266. Call now.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by New Cascadia Traditional, located at 1700 Southeast 6th Avenue. New Cascadia Traditional is open daily and provides a wide variety of bread with gluten-free options. Lunch was provided by Sizzle Pie, located at 624 East Burnside Street. Sizzle Pie offers vegan, veggie, meat, and gluten-free pizzas, along with salads, local beer, wine, and spirits. Dinner was provided by Cannon's Barbecue Rib Express, located at 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue, serving hickory smoked barbecue with house-made sauces. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO's prize drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the drive prize drawings. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance for winning. The fall drive prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Void where prohibited or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household per year will be accepted during the drive drawing period. Entries may be mailed with the aforementioned information to KBOO Radio, care of Membership Department, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214, postmarked by September 22nd. Incomplete or late entries will not be accepted. Winner will be determined in a random drawing on Thursday, October 4th. Winner will be notified by telephone, mail, or email after Monday, October 8th. For a copy of official prize drawing rules and restrictions, and for the names of the winners, go to kboo.fm/fall2018drawing. And thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, it's More Talk Radio. Cecil and Celeste welcome activist and community organizer DeRay McKesson to KBOO ahead of his appearance at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. At 9, we got the Old Mole Variety Hour. Today, talking to the author of Crashing the Party, From Bernie Sanders' Campaign to a Progressive Movement. And at 10, on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein talks to conservation biologist Thor Hansen, author of Buzz, The Nature and Necessity of Bees. And then at 11, we got Economic Update with Richard Wolff, outlining Keynesian and Marxian and neoclassical economics. But first, let's go to More Talk Radio.
FM. I am Cecil Prescott, and we greet you and thank you for the opportunity to be a part of your program. And if you would like to listen to us, continue listening here on your community radio station, and stay tuned, because we will have a conversation with DeRay McKesson, who many of us know as a social justice activist, active in much that has been going on in the last few years. He is the author of a new book, On the Other Side of Freedom, The Case for Hope. In it, he talks about not only what it means to be a social activist, but gives us a way in which to view the world. I think he has a way. I was pleasantly surprised when I read the book. I'm familiar with his Twitter account. But for someone to be able to express himself in more than 160 characters is fantastic in these days. But in this meditation, it's almost, it's very poetic. He talks about what it's like for him to be an activist. What inspires him and what gives him hope? We will have the opportunity to talk with him, and you will have the opportunity to get a copy of his book for a $60 pledge when you call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. And for $120, which isn't very much, you can receive a ticket for his engagement at the Arlene Snitzer Hall later this week. So all of that, $60, you get a copy of this fantastic book, $120 pledge, you have the opportunity to see him when he speaks later this week. And all of this makes you feel good because you are on the side of justice in a world in which we are transforming ourselves. And we have the opportunity to share with one another and to be part of a process in which we gain freedom. We are having a little bit of problem getting DeRay, but hold on. You can have the opportunity to get a head start on this by sending us a call at 877-500-5266. And you can receive a copy of this book, On the Other Side of Freedom, The Case for Hope. Now, I, as a host here, have the opportunity to read more books than I have time. And this is one book I was thrilled to have the opportunity to read. And you can have the opportunity not only to read this book and to be inspired by what DeRay says, but also find a way and language to meet and to transform our world. You want to be more inspired? Then for a pledge of only $120, that's what 12 months, $10 a month, you can get a copy of, to see DeRay when he speaks at Arlene Snitzer Hall later this week. All of that possible at 877-500-5266. You have been such an important part of this audience as we work to inform and transform our world. And we want you to be an active member, not only to receive the knowledge, but also to help participate in sharing the knowledge by being a member or by becoming a member for the first time. And if you're already member, hey, you can up your pledge. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. And in a couple of minutes, in a few seconds, we're going to share, I'm going to share the mic with some great people who can tell you more about what it means to be a member of KBOO and why it is so important for you to not only be a member, but also to be an active member. So give us a call at 877-500-5266 and become a member for $60. You may get a copy of On the Other Side of Freedom, The Case for Hope with Mr. DeRay McKesson, and to receive to hear him in person for $120, you may receive a ticket, $10 a month, to see him when he speaks later this week at Arlene Snitzer. So let me pass this on to some of our friends who can give you a bit more detail about what it means to become a member of KBOO. And when we return, we will have an opportunity to talk to Mr. DeRay McKesson. And good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well.
All right.
Celeste. we're asking for people to call into the membership drive. We're trying to look across the studios here and get all the mics working. And you make KBOO happen. We need you to make it happen right now because it's been a little quiet. And we've got some great volunteers sitting back here, Kyle and Lori and Joe and Clayton sitting back here waiting for those phones to ring and waiting for you to be the person, to be the hero, to support volunteer-powered, member-funded community radio right now and get yourself a copy of that book, The Other Side of Freedom, from the internationally recognized civil rights activist Deray McKesson. So again, the number to call is 877-500-5266. A $5 a month contribution will get you that.
Taking responsibility. We said that at the top. Taking responsibility. Here we have Cecil Charles Prescott and Celeste Carey. They've been holding down this talk radio slot for years. And for years, they have examined and done their research of sources. They have interviewed countless people from different walks of the social strata and community activists, and they always keep their talk steeped in the community. 877-500-5266. So I must say, I'm proud to be a part of this organization. I'm proud to be a part of an organization that has a voice in the community from the grassroots up. It's not an easy task to do a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week community radio station with talk radio, with news and public affairs, with eclectic music, with theater. But guess what? KBOO has a proven record, 50 years of doing just that. 877-500-5266. So we're asking you right now to pick up the phone, call the number, and make a small pledge. 877-500-5266. And remember, this is not a beg. This is not a borrow. This is a request to keep community grassroots radio on the air. 877-500-5266. Jenka?
Well, when you think about it, it's really an investment, and it's an investment in your community. So you're divesting from the fossil fuel economy and investing right here locally. You're taking your money and putting it into something that really makes a difference and makes an impact. There might be a lot of things on your monthly bills there that you kind of have to do, that is something that you're maybe not so proud of, that you're paying some big corporation in order to get your electricity and get your and get your television service or internet or whatever. But here, your moment of truth is when you look at your monthly statement and you say, I've got something on here to be proud of. I'm giving every month to my community. My $5 a month contribution to KBOO goes so far. I mean, when you think about it, it doesn't seem like that much, everybody doing that $5 a month, but a $60 membership, that's $5 a month, connects 60 people to KBOO through the free mobile app for a year, empowers a person to address root causes and collective agency through our beloved community trainings, and connects 33 people to the KBOO web stream every week. So you make a difference in your community. Yes. To each of those people that then get KBOO through your $5 a month contribution. Do it right now. 877-500-5266.
I feel the passion in your words. I feel the passion in your voice. And I know that, Jenka, you've been doing this for a very, very, very comma, very semicolon, very colon, long, long, long time. And I'm proud to share this spot with you. And folks, I'm saying that to you just to indicate this is a real, real community. This is a real, real action, taking action to make sure the information is valid, the information is not fake, because we're always checking our sources. 877-500-5266. So don't take what you get in the mainstream media. Don't take anything that you get in the mainstream media, and don't believe everything. But there are some things that you can count on, and that's information coming to you right now during this air slot on KBOO News and Public Affairs, 877-500-5266. And Democracy Now! Will be repeated later on this evening, too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, at 4 o'clock. And I would say don't take KBOO for granted. You would hate to turn on 90.7 and have dead air or something even worse on the radio dial. So make sure that you support right now, support talk radio that Cecil and Celeste put together every week, and get yourself The Other Side of Freedom. We've got a limited number of those, $5 a month. Really, really a small amount when you think what you get. 877-500-5266 877-500-KBOO. Call now.
Listen to another one where somebody was.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
877-500-5266. Give us a call. $60. You can get a copy. We're so pleased that the publishers have donated a few copies of the book, On the Other Side of Freedom, The Case for Hope. And for $120, you can see DeRay at the Arlene Snitzer concert hall? Concert hall.
You know, concert hall works. Yeah.
Okay, hall. Yeah. This week, by being a member.
And you know, that's kind of an exalted venue.
It is. Well,
yeah.
Well, you know, it's.
I mean, it's I'm happy for him. I'm good, you know. And you know, one of the things about it is that KBOO has made tickets available.
Yes.
You know, we've been able to score tickets. So if you want to see and the young faces of organizing and activism, this is a good opportunity to get out and see what the world is developing in terms of new activism and progress.
Excellent. So how are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm chomping at the bit to get a chance to talk to DeRay and to find out what he means by the other side of freedom.
The other side of freedom. And, you know, it's interesting because, I know he has a large Twitter following. And, you know, you can only put so many characters, you know, 160 characters, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when someone writes a book, I said, well.
That means they can hold a thought.
Oh, you can hold a thought or more. And I was pleasantly surprised because of what I thought. He was a very good writer.
Uh-huh. Well, I expected that hearing him speak, you know, and you can tell by the way he speaks, he thinks quickly. He thinks on his feet, as they say. And he takes time to develop his thoughts. It's not rapid fire nonsense.
Right.
I'll say it like that. I almost went into a negative statement about our current presidential administration and various forms of oral nonsense, but I restrained myself.
thank you for restraining yourself. Because I think what we need to hear more are the voices of those who have been active in recent years, reflecting on what it means to be a part of a movement to not only to capture the nation's attention, but also to inspire and move people so that they not only accept that which is, but work for the transformation of all that can be.
And especially the young people who are doing it nowadays, because they envision it, they actually not just envision it, but they encounter it in a different fashion than we do. One of the things that you hear from his experiences is the fact that many people took it to be a march. And as he stated, there was a kind of curfew out so that you couldn't stay in one place very long.
You couldn't stand in one place.
Yes.
So you had to keep moving.
Yeah. And so gone are the ideas of a sit-in.
Yes.
Gone are the ideas of a march. You know, we need to think of new paradigms and new dynamics for protest. And so his generation is experiencing that.
Right.
And then there's the fact that he had to deal with his account being hacked and false information.
Yes.
Being propagated and thrown out and promoted. And I actually saw online this young white man who is, what is he? I think he billed himself the voice of millennials or something like that, who literally called DeRay scum for his the young man who was reporting it said that DeRay was trying to incite martial law.
Yes.
And so he calls them scum without really taking the time to fact check. And what's sad about that is not that he was white, not that he was young, but that he just took this information and ran without it, without doing any fact checking, and just assumed that this man of color was scum. And that, you know, I'm not going to say it hurt me, because I'd be a naive fool.
Right.
Let me just call it out. I'd exactly. be a naive fool to, you know, have, oh, my feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
He called him scum, Cecil. No, I'm, you know, hey, you know, you don't get to this age and going through some of the layers of activism we ourselves have gone through. You know, I mean, I've had myself accosted, handcuffed, shot at, and I have my dreams still about stuff like that. You know, it doesn't happen without a cost, without
yes.
a price. So, you know, you can't be a naive. But the fact that you don't have that same level of attack, mm-hmm. you know, coming from the past. You know, this is a whole new thing. So we're waiting for him to finish up another interview. You know, we're lucky we scored him.
We scored.
Yeah, we did that for you, KBOO listeners, and KBOO supporters especially.
So give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Mm-hmm. Or go online at kboo.fm.
And click. I guess that's the right.
Yeah,
right,
click.
Verb.
Okay, unless click. you got one of these touchscreen thingies.
Oh, and then what is it?
Touch.
Oh, click. And what we want: touch, click, speak, vocalize, whatever.
Connect.
But connect.
Support.
And give us your
support.
Your support,
yeah.
Verbally, but also
financially.
Financially. 877-500-5266. And we have phone answerers waiting for your phone call.
Yeah, waiting.
And
eager.
I'm told it's been a little bit slow this morning, but, you know, people are waking up. Get your coffee. Here's a big
mm-hmm.
jug right here in front of us. I guess that's, well,
I don't know what it is. I'm leaving it alone. It's probably yerba mate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, this is KBOO. What can I say?
Okay.
All righty. So what's the news? We had news flash.
Oh, just keep talking. We'll take a pitch break after you finish with Mr. McKazin.
Okay. Lovely. Lovely.
Hey,
okay.
This is live. Live radio, huh?
Live radio. You know, and sometimes we talk about Monday gremlins and we joke about them. But what I would like to do is, while we're waiting for DeRay, this is a chance for some folks to call in and give us your insight into what you've heard about DeRay. And I mean, he has his detractors for sure. There are people who said, well, he's come in like a carpetbagger and he's made money off of communities and they've seen nothing in return. Well, you have to do your fact check, you know, your fact check on that and find out what's going on. Maybe you've been inspired by him. On the other hand, instead of being a detractor, you find him to be inspirational. Maybe you have some direct experience with one of the many opportunities he's had for community activism. Or maybe you don't know who he is at all and you want to learn more. Well, you would be one of the people who could join in the conversation by dialing 503-231-8187. But you know me. I'm going to say go visit Membership Central first. Not because we don't value your call, but because Membership Central is who makes this possible.
Yes.
Those of you who are supporting us financially, you make it possible for us to make these long-distance phone calls. You give us the Wi-Fi and internet access so that we can pull up information. You help us get the basic service of electricity in here so that the Wi-Fi uh-huh. and the telephone work.
It works.
You know,
yeah, yes.
So you make a difference. And at this time when we're feeling less and less empowered, I think it's valuable to be able to say, you are involved in keeping media free and informed, because your money makes a difference for KBOO. You can tell your kids, you know, you are a social activist. You're a radio activist. How will you support KBOO?
Yes.
I mean, there it is. Mic drop.
Simple. Simple. How will you support? I mean, the fact is that this is a community radio station.
Yeah.
It's more than one individual, mm-hmm. one cohort. It's made up of hundreds of people. People
like your neighbors, like
your
us.
Neighbors, like us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple, because you realize that we have an opportunity to help shape our community, to help shape our world. And as Celeste mentioned and suggested, when so much seems to be at stake, people need to rise up, to get the facts correct, to move beyond sound bites,
mm-hmm.
And to do good research, to get accurate information, to do that. Let's move on.
Okay.
And speak with DeRay right now.
Wonderful.
And have him come in.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning, DeRay. Have we got you live here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Hey, thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us.
Yes.
You know, I would mention that I was actually surprised, because I'm familiar with you on Twitter, but also not surprised, but pleased by the book that you've written, The Other Side of Freedom. Tell us a little bit about what it is. Why did you write this book at this time?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I actually listened to a sermon not too long ago, and the sermon was called "Don't Tell Your Story Too Soon." Uh-huh. And I remember being like, "That's a great title. What does that mean?" And what he says is that sometimes you can tell your story so soon, all you see is the pain, not the purpose.
Yes.
And I think that if I'd written a book 2 years ago, it wouldn't have been about the pain of protest, right? I've been in most of the cities. I knew about the context of protest, how it looked different in certain places. But I wasn't able to think about, like, what the big themes were,
yes.
and, like, what the lessons were. And I got to a point a year ago that I was like, okay, here are the lessons, right? Like, here are the things I learned. Here's how we get to the other side of freedom. We know what's on this side of freedom, right? We know that that we arrest more people for weed than all violent crimes combined, that a third of all the people killed by a stranger in this country is killed by a police officer. We know those things about where we are today. The question becomes, how do we get to the other side? And that's why I wrote the book.
And as you write it, you write it with so much joy. I mean, it's a meditation, and it's inspirational. At one part, you say, freedom is not only the absence of oppression, but the presence of justice and joy. And what gives you the hope to continue in the struggle? And how do you share with people that it is a struggle, but there's something, there's a purpose for it?
Yeah, you know, I think about all the people in the street are people who understand that the world can be better than it is today, right? So when I think about freedom as not only the absence of oppression, but the presence of justice and joy, it's an acknowledgement that, like, some of our work has to be about tearing down the bad things. It has to be, right? Some of our work, though, has to be about how we build up the good things, that we can free everybody from jail tomorrow, and that actually doesn't mean that justice is present. We got to build the good stuff. So when I think about the work that I'm most excited about, it's like, how do we, like, build the world that we want to live in? You know, when we say the system is broken and people say, oh, no, it's working exactly like it was designed, my takeaway from that is that it was designed, right? Like, people made
right.
this up. And because people made it up, we can make up something different.
You know, one of the challenges, though, is how to agree, how to have a common vision on what that system looks like. And I'm curious now, you've been to different parts of the country involved in protests. First, what made you go to different places? And then second, how in those different places were you able to tap into the local vision and perhaps either synergize a new vision or help people see what the possibilities were of that vision.
Yeah, so the reason I went to all the different places is that I was invited to be there. So it was important that there were people on the ground who said, DeRay, can you help? Can you come? And I said, yeah, like, I'll be there. And when I was there, it was about saying, like, let me know how to be the most helpful, right? One of the things that I could do that other people couldn't do, I just had a bigger platform. So I could just amplify messages. I could, if they wanted people to come somewhere, I could say, like, all y'all need to be here because this is what they told me to tell you, right?
Right.
I could do those things. You know, you think about what it means to be an ally, and an ally is invited, is not self-appointed. So when I went to communities, I was, like, invited to be there. When I think about some of the things I've learned is that that there is actually a system that almost ensures that the police are held accountable all across the country. So even in places like Seattle, where, you know, the police union contract is actually has just gone through a big public conversation, there are contracts all across the country, there are laws all across the country that almost protect the police in ways that people don't know, and we spend a lot of time helping people think through those. We worked a lot with, in Austin, for instance, the Austin City Council voted against a police union contract unanimously, which is the first time that's ever happened that we know of. You think about laws like in California, there's a law that says that any investigation of an officer that lasts more than a year can never result in discipline. And it's like, that just doesn't make sense. So one of the common themes is helping people realize that, like, yes, you need to bring awareness. Being in the street is about awareness. The second part is, like, unpacking, like, what are the things that almost guarantee officers won't be held accountable, and we want to tackle those.
Since we have that as an overriding challenge with police accountability, how is it that the police unions, first, got that kind of power, and second, have been able to maintain it? Is it ignorance on the part of the populace, or is it by design, or both?
I think some of it is that the police unions have a lot of money, and they know that people think about the police as key to safety. So the moment a political leader is like, well, the police should be more accountable, the police union will come out and say, like, they don't care about safety, they're going to make it more dangerous. Like, the police do that a lot, and people just are afraid to push back on the police, and that is really scary. The second is that there was a period in time where, like, the police were asking for more money, and they asked for these protections in lieu of money. I'm not convinced that, like, a lot of politicians realize how dangerous these concessions were to make. The police certainly understood what they were asking for. But we're in a moment now where people are willing to ask the tough questions, right? People are willing to push and say, like, this just doesn't make sense. There's no, you know, the teacher, like in Cleveland, for instance, they destroy police officer disciplinary records every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
If we destroyed, which is wild, if we destroyed teachers' disciplinary records, parents would be up in arms. They'd be like, that is wrong. We should know what happened to teachers. Like, but with the police, it's just sort of like an accepted thing that, like, they should be above the law. And that's not
well,
okay.
They should no more be above the law than priests should be. And I guess
exactly.
We need to look at that same accountability. But from within their circles, though, how can we as activists, and especially activists of color, support the good officers who need to know they can come forth and tell and root out these bad officers? Is that a possibility? Because there's going to be people who are going to say, well, you know, there's the good officers. How do we address even that?
Yeah, so here's the thing is that it's not about good people or bad people.
All right.
I used to work in education. And, you know, I've been to a lot of schools where there were really, really good people who were awful teachers, right?
All right.
There were really good people who worked in schools where nobody learned.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about, like, the good people who might work in school systems, in police departments, that doesn't mean that the whole infrastructure is not just the wrong response. It's damaged, right? Like, it doesn't matter that you're a good person in a broken system. It doesn't help that you're a good person in a system that doesn't work.
So that helps us then frame the proper response to dealing with the broken structure. In other words, like you said, it's a structure, so it can be deconstructed, a new one can be constructed.
Yeah, and just because, like, a person is a good person doesn't mean the work they're engaged in is good work.
That's right. I wanted to steer it just a little bit, the conversation. In your book, you highlight the importance of ordinary people. And I think that's something that we can gain.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you're aware of, you know, the star celebrity and the cost and danger of that.
Mm-hmm.
In your book, you mention look at movements and how they may or may not have been all that they could be. And I was kind of pleasantly surprised when you talk about not only Rosa Parks, but people like Claudette Colvin, people who we do not hear, and people who are sometimes chosen to be the face
yes.
of the movement. What are ways in which we can lift up the voices of ordinary people and dismantle like
the
either
elite.
The patriarchy mm-hmm. about our movements?
Yeah, you know, I try to do this in the book and name a lot of people who you might have not have heard of, but I know because I was there that if not for them, there would be no movement. Mm-hmm. So I try to do that a lot. I think that, you know, it requires us to just tell the truth often and to use our platforms like social media to do it, that we no longer are waiting for mainstream media to validate us. We can do it on our own. I'm mindful that I had a platform and I didn't have to be approved by a committee. I didn't have to be voted on. People just had to listen. And if they, I'm thankful that what I said resonated with people, and that's how they started to follow what I was saying, and that's really important. But I talk about in the book, like, you know, you don't know the women who made hot dogs and hamburgers for us when we were out in the street all day, but I remember them. And without them, I wouldn't have been able to eat dinner, right? Now, like, there were so many people important. In the book, I talk about Joanne Robinson. Most people don't know Joanne Robinson, but she is who started the Montgomery bus boycott. She made 50,000 flyers, passed them out at the high schools, and, like, that's what started the bus boycott. And she's been forgotten in the larger narrative, but without her, there is no boycott. And I wanted to lift those stories up because that's how all this started. And I think about being in Ferguson, the protests in Ferguson weren't started by some organization or some chapter of anything. They were started by regular people who came outside and said enough is enough. And I wanted to honor that so that people realize that you don't need to be in anything to start something. You are enough to start a movement. Like, you are enough to push and say that the world can be better. And if you want to do it in a membership-based model, that's fine. If you want to be a part of a chapter, that's fine. But that's not the only way that change happens. Harriet Tubman didn't have a 501c3, and she made an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You mentioned in terms of the media, and you are very adept at with the media, but also familiar with the need to create our own ways of communication. A lot of the movement recently have been via social media. You have a podcast, and we here at KBOO is an alternative community radio station. Could you say something about the need to find ways in which to get the message out other than the mainstream press?
Yes.
Yeah, so social media is one like that we can do. Word of mouth continues to be really important in communities of color. I'm also mindful too that the way we think about what data is, so, you know, I think about being in Baltimore, people have been saying the police were corrupt for a long time. It wasn't until it got put in a report that the media started to pay attention to it, and now we have the opportunity for our own community to like blog and write these long form narratives and not just wait for the mainstream press to do it. So I'm proud of those things. I'm looking forward to that continuing, and I've seen the good and bad of social media, right? That like the first person ever permanently banned from Twitter was banned for trying to raise money to get me killed. So I'm sensitive to those things. And I've seen the power of the platform to really mobilize people in really radical ways.
So given the fact that we have the power of social media, and we have, I won't say an unlimited platform, because, I mean, right now we're even talking about how Facebook censors messages or allows the censoring of messages that they don't like. How can we do diligence with social media when we're trying to get the word out, or we're trying to make sure that the information we're getting is correct, or we're trying to control to some measure our own narrative? I speak, for example, to the fact that your social media account had been hacked at one time, and so there was false messages going out that were attributed to you, and that can cause some challenges with not only helping people stay singular in the effort, but having to waste resources countering those attacks.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that what we have to do is be mindful of the messages that we put out, try and check the sources. as much as possible. And then when we know things are wrong, we should take them down, right? That, like, we shouldn't participate in perpetuating things that we know to be untrue. And we also have to be more candid in just asking questions, just saying, mm-hmm. like, hey, I don't know this, but can somebody let me know, as opposed to just being a diehard person. And then we do have to listen to the feedback. You know, one of the things I worry about with social media is that there is just so much feedback, right? Like, I'm not convinced we were designed to get this much feedback. But sometimes when we put out statements that we want to mobilize people, we have to make sure that the that what we're putting out makes sense, and that if the feedback is telling us it doesn't make sense, that we respond to it.
Right. Okay. So, in other words, we have to be sophisticated in our diet. We need to know what a good source is, but we have to also know what is a good method of critical inquiry. What are good questions to ask? How to critique some information we get?
Correct.
For the ordinary person, how can we start that? Because you're a good example of being able to strike that balance. How can the ordinary person do that? I mean, your working class person has a limited amount of time, but what's a good way to learn how to start that critical inquiry?
Yeah, so it is, you know, I got good at it by practicing, right, and by asking questions and learning the hard way. I tweeted out a lot of stuff that I got feedback saying it was wrong. Did I take this down? This wasn't right. The way you said it was wrong. And I had to listen to that feedback and learn and grow from it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the same for everybody, is that, like, you do your best and you learn and grow when you have made a mistake, and you pivot and redo it.
Okay. So,
so what do you...
Go ahead. No.
I know, you know, there's so many questions and we only have you for a few minutes.
Yeah, only for a few minutes.
But as you continue on this book tour, and you'll be here in Portland in a few days, what are you gleaning from the conversations you're having throughout the nations? What are you learning?
I'm learning a lot. I'm learning that people are interested in how do we make sure that we can get to the other side of freedom? Like, people want to do work. I think that's what I'm seeing across the country, that people are like, give me marching orders. What can I be a part of? How can I make a difference? You know, 4 years ago, we were convincing people there was a problem. Now people generally are like, okay, I get it. What can I do? So that's like the biggest thing that I'm seeing.
Okay. And then in terms of... Let me shift gears here, because like Cecil said, there's so many questions and we're trying to both get through our list. I want to go back to something you said earlier about databases of information regarding police activity. And that seems to me a point of governance, community governance, that could bring in grassroots people and empower them to create what is really a safe neighborhood. How can grassroots people start pushing back on the lack of transparency and the lack of accountability in their own local jurisdictions?
Yeah, so a big thing is like asking the tough questions as much as possible, forcing city council people to do it and elected officials. So we've seen it happen across the country. Think about in Austin. Nobody ever thought that the protesters in Austin would be able to organize against a police union contract. But what they did is that they talked about the issues in their homes and with their neighbors in the most simple language possible, because it didn't need to be complicated. The truth was the truth. They went to the city council. They kept making noise. They kept pushing. They kept talking about it, and they just wouldn't let it die. And I think the police thought that, oh, this will be an issue this week, but like it won't be an issue later, and like it stayed an issue, and that really was important. The second is, you know, you have a right to know. The police are public servants. You have a right to know everything. So the more and more you press and ask for all the things that you've been told were impossible, like that's important. And the third is, remember, the best organized. The first thing I ever did in Ferguson, I was in somebody's living room making sandwiches, right? Like, that it only takes like a handful of you in a living room or at a meeting to ask and to make public comment. And what you'll find is that there are a lot of people ready to be involved who just haven't been invited before, and hopefully you can be a part of the invitation.
So it sounds like that there needs to be at least one or two people who take it upon themselves to learn the process for interacting with their local governance system. So whether it's the city council or mayor has a hearing or whatever it is, people should learn how to interface with that system and then collect information from folks and share not only that information with electeds, but share how to access the system with the grassroots folks. Am I hearing you right?
Yeah, I think that's it. And like, remember, the more and more you talk about these issues, the more and more they get played. So we got to make sure that we don't let up and that we keep focusing on these issues because they matter.
Hey, DeRay, we appreciate you taking some time to spend with us. We look forward to seeing you when you're in Portland on the 20th at the Arlene Snitzer. I want to remind those who are listening that you may receive a copy of DeRay's book.
Yes.
By pledging a $60 membership pledge.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have the opportunity to see him on the 20th at the Arlene Snitzer Concert Hall with a pledge of $120.
Hey, DeRay, I can't let you go without asking you a favor for our KBOO community, and that is to make a pitch for community media. This is our membership drive, and one of the things you said is learn how to be savvy about using media, about critiquing media, and about getting your message controlled as much as possible. Well, here at KBOO Portland, that's what we really try to do. We try to critique media, and which means critique ourselves, but get ourselves connected with the grassroots so that we have a good give and take back and forth. Can you give us a little pitch, please?
Yeah, so, you know, community media is really important because we are closest to the stories that need to be told. And if we always waited for the mainstream media to tell our stories, we'd wait forever. But because we live in neighborhoods, because we're in community and close to the stories, we know the stories of joy, we know the stories of trauma, we know the stories of pain, and we know the stories of triumph that never ever make it up above the crest. So when I think about who I trust in the stories that I know are going to be honest, they come from community media.
Thank you. Now, be sure to come and visit KBOO when you get to town.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks so much. Great to talk.
Hey, thank you so much. Uh-huh. And according to his Twitter account, he's in Wakanda, so...
Well, hey, you know, that means that you should be able to get here post-haste. You got technology. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And this has been More Talk Radio. We've been speaking with DeRay McKesson here on More Talk Radio with Cecil Prescott and myself, Celeste Carey. And we want to thank everybody who has been a member, a supporting member of KBOO for the past few years because you have made this interview possible. It's because of your generosity, or in the case of somebody who maybe doesn't have a lot of money, it's because of your sacrifice that this is possible. So whether you are giving us $1,000 each pledge pledge cycle, or whether you're giving us, you know, $100 or $10, the point is you are giving, you are supporting, and you are the reason that KBOO Portland is here, period. That's it. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say mic drop because, well, no. We still need you to connect.
And we still need a few more $100 to reach our goal today by 9 o'clock. And I know that our listeners always come through for More Talk Radio. It's one of those stalwart shows on KBOO that you depend on every Monday morning. And now's the time to show your support, just like Will in Northeast Portland.
Thank you, Will.
Who loves More Talk Radio and a big fan of Cecil. And Will is one of the renewing members. So if you have not yet renewed your membership, now is your chance to do so and get yourself a copy of DeRay McKesson's new book, The Other Side of Freedom. This is the time, this is the place, and now is your moment to do that. 877-500-5266. And I can sort of see Cecil and Celeste over there across the way. And I know that you're always been large supporters of our membership drives. And I really appreciate the way that you always come through and ask people for support. And now I know your listeners love, your fans are stepping up to their phones. And maybe you could give them another reason to support right now in this last few minutes of More Talk Radio.
Well, I'm just curious, how many of the books are left?
Because we have four.
Okay. Oh my goodness, look, people, this book is a joy to read. So many times you read books about organizing and you don't hear the joy of connecting, the joy of being successful mentioned along with how to, you know. And as Cecil has mentioned, not only do you get the joy and the how to, but you get some historical notes too, to help you realize how successful community activism is. Community activism is one of the strongest tools of social change that there is, period.
He writes in his book, "Protest is the work of hope. Protest at its core is telling the truth in public. It is confrontation and disruption rooted in the acknowledgement of a future that has not yet come, but that is possible. The work at hand is hope work." That is what we're about here at KBOO.
That's it.
Is hope work. We imagine, we have a vision of a future, and we seek to help create it.
And we ask for your involvement. I mean, when we broadcast news or public affairs, what we're doing is telling ourselves the state of ourselves. And if there's questions about it, you can fact check us. You can question us. That's a community connection right there. But we're also asking for your help right now financially. We can't do this without you. There is no corporate support. There is no corporate sponsorship. We don't get very much, if any, federal monies, even though that's our own money. And so we depend on you to support us. It's a combination of blood, sweat, tears, and dollars.
Yeah. And hope. I love that this is the case for hope, you know, in a time when a lot of people are feeling kind of hopeless, maybe feeling a little apathetic. We want you to move from that, move towards action and learn from history. You know, DeRay McKesson really goes into some of the hopeful ways that actions, that social movements made history. And this is someone who was there at the birth of what has become the Black Lives Matter movement. And this is McKesson's first book and continues a conversation about activism, resistance, and justice that embraces our nation's complex history and argues that our best efforts to combat injustice have been stunted by the belief that racism's wounds are history. I know quite a few people who could benefit from reading this book. On the Other Side of Freedom, we have four copies of it for the next four callers who pledge a $5 a month contribution to KBOO. You can also increase your monthly donation. If you're already giving five, maybe increase that to 10. You could increase from 10 to 15. Whatever amount you increase, if it's a $5 increase or more, then you can get DeRay McKesson's book. But we need you to call in the next 8 minutes in order to take advantage of this. And we do still have tickets to see DeRay McKesson this Thursday, September 20th at Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. I believe it's at 7 p.m. That is a $10 a month contribution to KBOO. You don't have to put a penny down right now. You just have to set that up, $10 a month as a monthly contributor to support KBOO. It's really the best way to donate and the best way to keep KBOO sustainable, to keep KBOO resilient in these very trying times and build hope right now with
build
your contribution.
Hope.
877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO or online KBOO.FM. Real easy to do online or on the KBOO app. You can donate there as well.
There are so many ways.
And you know what? One of the things that I heard Jinka say, is you could do an electronic funds transfer. Now, for many of us, a good way to take care of our bills is we go online, we set up an automatic payment, and we don't have to worry about that bill. Okay? So, what if you want these tickets? Well, you know, you can make a $5, $10, $15, $20 a month donation, and it comes out of your account electronically, and boom, there it is. You can get the book, The book is a $60 pledge, and that's just $5 a month. Wow. You could get the tickets. I think the tickets are $10 a month.
Yes.
You could get a hoodie.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sporting my hoodie. Yes, I am.
I'm wearing mine today, too. It's a hoodie day.
It's a hoodie day, and I'm all about the hoodies. And our hoodies are fresh. We have a whole new look to our hoodie. I got kind of persnickety when we first came out. I was all ready to get my hoodie, and then I didn't see the big KBOO tower emblazoned on the back, and I was heartbroken. Guess what? We got them on the front and the back now. Oh, yes. You will be sporting.
See,
you can represent community media. So call, get the book by DeRay McKesson. Hey,
get
folks, if you
hoodie.
Have, you get the book and the hoodie and the tickets, go together and pool your resources with some friends. Hey, folks, get these books for your kids. Get these books for your kids. Get these books for somebody who maybe doesn't have an opportunity to get books. Maybe you've got somebody who has their freedom curtailed. Maybe they're laid up and incapacitated medically, or maybe they've been incarcerated, or maybe they're out of state and they would love to hear from you. Send this book as a gift.
It's inspirational because, as he mentioned, he talks about regular people.
Yes.
The movement is not, celebrity driven, but by people such as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We are the movement. We create the world we want to live in, and we are inspired by hope. And hope is the joy you receive by engaging in a process which builds community.
Yes.
And we do that one person at a time. $5 a month, $10 a month. We all do this together. Give us a call at 877-500-5266 if you haven't already, or go online to kboo.fm.
Yeah, and you've only got 4 minutes left, and we've got 4 copies of this book, so get in on this. This is a limited time that you can actually get in on the DeRay McKesson book, On the Other Side of Freedom, The Case for Hope, from the internationally recognized civil rights activist, organizer, host of the podcast Pod Save the People, and one of the people that birthed the Black Lives Matter movement. So get that. I'm thinking about my parents. They could they could really benefit from this book. Mm-hmm. And learning about this history and the hope. So many people are feeling hopeless, and now is the time to move beyond that and to take a step and to bridge that gap and say, yes, there is hope, and here's how we organize, and here's how we do this together. So call right now. Get your copy of the book. You need to actually call the number in order to get the book.
Okay.
You can go online, kboo.fm, and get the hoodie and all the other great stuff, but you got to call the number to get the book. So I want you to call right now. In the next 4 minutes, get yourself a copy of The Other Side of Freedom and educate yourself and your family members, your friends. Share this book around. 877-500-5266 is the number to call.
That's right. And make that call right now. Make it for yourself. Make it for your family. Make it for your kids in the neighborhood. Be a mentor. One of the things that's really cool about this is I grew up in St. Louis, and I just got back this week from St. Louis and Florissant. Florissant is right next to Ferguson. It's so close that they call it Florissant Ferguson. So, these are real people. I've met some of the people who were involved in it. And in the protest and in the demonstrations. And so when DeRay says these are ordinary people, he's talking about ordinary people like us stepping up to the plate and seizing our destiny. Seize your destiny by getting this book, learning about ways to keep encouraged, new strategies for protest, and the history of protest. Why protest and prayer? I figure prayer and protest are our strongest tools on this planet. There it is.
And we can make that difference. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Participate in this journey for hope as we create the world we want to live in. Join DeRay. Join Celeste.
Join Cecil.
Join
KBOO. Because this is what? This is KBOO Portland, your community connection.
Yeah, and here at KBOO, this is the spot where you can get the news and information in times of need, in times of crisis. KBOO is here for you. You know, we're giving you that opportunity to ensure that we continue to be on the airwaves when you need us. When a natural disaster or an unnatural disaster hits, KBOO's here with a real landline phone number, and your money contributes to ensuring that KBOO remains strong and resilient. We know that there's a lot of places to get information these days, but here at KBOO, we're providing verified, fact-checked, credible information with real people based right here in your community. There is no substitute for that. So call right now. We've only got a minute left to get the book. 877-500-5266. The Other Side of Freedom.
Join us and become a member of KBOO.
Radioactive.
To give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by New Cascadia Traditional, located at 1700 Southeast 6th Avenue. New Cascadia Traditional is open daily and provides a wide variety of bread with gluten-free options. Lunch was provided by Sizzle Pie, located at 624 East Burnside Street. Sizzle Pie offers vegan, veggie, meat, and gluten-free pizzas, along with salads, local beer, wine, and spirits. Dinner was provided by Cannon's Barbecue Rib Express, located at 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue, serving hickory smoked barbecue with house-made sauces. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a news and public affairs director to manage the evening news and public affairs programming and to train and supervise volunteers. For this full-time position, we're looking for someone with proven experience in news and public affairs production, management and supervisory skills with volunteers with emphasis on teamwork in a collaborative setting, and ability to work under strict deadlines. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. Women and people of color are encouraged to apply. Deadline to apply is Sunday, September 23rd at midnight. More information can be found at kboo.fm/newsdirector-hire-2018.
Oh, I wish there's a mole in the ground. Oh, I wish there's a mole in the ground. If there's a mole in the ground, then I'd root those mountains down. Oh, I wish